There's a sunny shopping mall near the sea. And for the best deal in characters and sheer drama, there's no better place to shop. Lotus FM presents Sunshine Mall by NADRAMA.
Oh, you're here in the staff room, Roshni?
Yeah, I thought I'll have my tea early before I start. I'm so excited since I started as your assistant on Monday, Mogi.
I'm glad. So how are things going?
It's okay, yeah? You know how nervous I was on Monday. But it's okay so far. I'm managing. What do you think, Mogi?
Yeah, so far so good. I'm also happy. I don't know why you were nervous.
Because this is so new to me. I never did work like this before. But the best thing is not having to clean anymore. Hey, it's like a dream come true.
Yeah, it's about time you got a break from that.
Imagine having a better job and getting paid more.
Yeah, that's often the case.
And another thing I'm happy about is how my reading has improved.
Hey, I meant to tell you about that, Roshni. I also noticed.
You did?
Yeah, I gave you the list of instructions and you were able to read all of it. You didn't ask me to read or explain anything to you.
I know. I was waiting for you to notice and say something.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't even realize it. It only struck me afterwards.
And I can write too, Mogi. Not very well, but I'm still going for lessons.
Hey, but it's amazing how quickly you learnt. That course must be very good. But well done to you too, Roshni. You were determined.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but I didn't have the opportunity.
Hey, you saw Ravi's back at Chetty's.
Yeah, I was so happy. Angie too.
Hey, not more happy than me. I was so worried about them. I'm glad Ravi saw sense.
I think it must be because of what you told him, Mogi.
I don't know, maybe. But Rav also spoke to him and told him a lot of things. Anyway, it doesn't matter what the reason is. The main thing is he's back. And he's looking and sounding like he came right. He wants to sort his life out.
Yeah, Angie also said. And she was so shocked because he spoke to her so nicely and thanked her for helping out in the shop while he was sick.
Yeah, he's being very good and responsible about everything. I hope it lasts and he doesn't have a relapse or something.
Yeah, me too. So where's he staying now?
He's still with Priya.
He's not moving.
No, he is. He found a flat.
Oh man, I thought maybe they made it up.
No, they decided, Roshni. It's good that Ravi accepted it finally and he's gonna move. It's not nice otherwise. It was very difficult for Priya.
Okay. Hey, Mogi, do you know if Zahira is expecting?
Huh? No. Why?
I think she is, huh?
But what makes you think that?
Last Friday, I was in the ladies' toilet and it was smelling a little bit. Hey, Mogi, I'm so happy I don't have to put up with that anymore. It was too terrible. I don't know why people are so dirty, man. I'm sure they don't do it in their own house.
What happened then, Roshni?
Oh, yeah. So Zahira came in, and straight away she felt sick because of the smell. And then she ran to the sink and started spewing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds like pregnancy symptoms. But she could also be spewing for another reason.
Yeah, but I have a feeling she's expecting. She also said she's spewing in the mornings.
You asked her if she's expecting.
Yeah, she said no. But I think she doesn't know. It happens like that.
Hey, but that's good news, man. I must ask Rukia. Although I know that they didn't want children now.
Hey, I don't know why these young couples nowadays want to wait so long to have children.
Times have changed, Roshni. Women have more choices now than when we were young.
Yeah, but then when they try and have children, they can't.
Well, anyway, it would be good if Zahira is already in the family way.
Yeah, I hope she is. Ask Rukia and tell me, okay?
Why you want to know, Roshni?
Just. Nice to know. So exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'll ask Rukia later.
Wow! The coffee shop is really taking shape, Sanjay.
Yes, I know.
I'm getting very excited.
But weren't they supposed to have finished by now?
Well, I never expected them to. They never finish on time. I added on another month to that date, just to be safe.
Phew. You don't want to be putting up with dust and rubble for another month, surely?
No. And it's not good for business either. Although my customers have been pretty good, they know I'm getting a coffee shop in here and they're quite excited about it. But it's like they'd rather stay away until it's ready.
I don't blame them. It's not very pleasant shopping like this.
You know, I've been thinking. I was so sure that I won't need additional staff and that I'll manage serving the shop customers and the coffee shop clients. But I don't know now.
Why?
What if we get busy on the odd occasion and I need to serve coffee and cake to someone and there's someone in the main shop needing attention? It won't do to keep anyone waiting, and if there's more than one person, it will be a nightmare.
Yes, I agree.
You do?
Yes. You will find it difficult to cope if it gets busy. But you're not busy all the time.
No.
So extra staff won't be busy all the time.
But if they're not serving customers, they can be helping with other stuff.
I suppose.
Pinky, I've been wondering.
Yes?
How would you like to join me?
Join you?
Yes.
To do what?
Here, in the coffee shop, as an additional pair of hands, to help in the coffee shop and in the gift shop.
Are you serious?
Of course. And by the way, it's not because I need staff to help in the coffee shop. I've been thinking about it for a long time. You have such a talent for the kind of products I sell. You know what to buy, you know where to look, you know what is quality stuff. You have an eye for design. You'll be such an asset to me.
And help in the coffee shop?
Not if you don't want to. I can get someone for that. Or I can do it, if you're helping with other stuff.
No, it's not a problem. I'm just trying to understand what you have in mind.
Well, it will be mainly as a style and product advisor and buyer. That's what you've been doing for me anyway, unpaid. I'm offering you to join me officially and get paid for your talents. But that won't take up all of your time, so if you can help me run the shop as well, with serving and other stuff, it will be brilliant.
Phew. Well...
No pressure. Think about it.
Yes, I will.
Good.
It's just that it's a bit sudden. I didn't know you were thinking along those lines.
Didn't you? I think it was inevitable.
Why?
Because you've been doing so much for the shop, and you enjoy it. In fact, it wouldn't have been good of me to keep on taking advantage of you like that.
Oh, you weren't taking advantage. I enjoy it.
Exactly. So that's why it's a good idea.
It is, actually.
Oh, great. So you agree?
Whoa, hang on. I said it's a good idea. That's all. I need to think it through. There's a lot to consider.
I know. It's a big decision, and I don't expect you to agree immediately. Although I won't mind if you do.
I must thank you, Sanjay. It's good to know you have such faith in my abilities.
You know I do. I've told you how good you are when it comes to this stuff. I rely on you. You're wasting those talents being a salesperson.
I do use them at Anamika's, advising customers on style and clothes combinations.
Oh, yes. You're right. That's good, but even so, I think you'd use them more at Glorious Gifts.
Of course you do. You know, I've been working at Anamika's for 5 years now.
Too long. Time for a change.
Especially since I'm doing the same thing I did when I started.
Oh no, that's not good.
Yes. I got into a bit of a comfort zone, a bit complacent, but I was happy there. Belinda and I get on so well.
Yes, you'll miss her, hey?
Yes.
But she won't be far off. You can take frequent breaks and go and see her. You have a nice boss. Oh, and by the way, I should have mentioned this before. I'll pay you more than you're getting at Anamika's.
Oh.
Yes.
But you don't even know what I'm getting there.
Whatever it is, I'll top it.
Phew. That's a reckless offer, Sanjay. What if it's a high amount?
Well, let's worry about that once you agree.
Okay. I must say, it's exciting to get an offer like this. I will give it serious thought.
Thank you. I really hope you say yes, Pinky. I think it will work brilliantly.
Hello, Rukia.
Oh, hello, Mogi. How are you?
I'm okay. I want to ask you something, Rukia.
What?
Roshni told me something this morning, and I didn't know anything. So I said I must come and ask you.
Huh?
Is Zahira expecting?
Hey, how does Roshni know that?
So it's true.
Yes.
Oh, that's such good news, Rukia. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mogi. But how does Roshni know?
Zahira was throwing up in the bathroom and Roshni was there. And she guessed. She asked Zahira, but she said no.
Yeah, she only just found out.
How is she? She must be excited.
Yes, she is. I'm so happy about that. You know, they weren't planning on having children yet.
Yeah, I know. I remember we were talking about it, and she said they don't want to have children now.
Yeah, well, God has his own plans.
And how did Imran take the news?
He was happy about it.
Oh, good. That's so nice.
Yes, I was worried about that, because, you know, things haven't been too good between them recently.
Yeah, I know. But you'll see, Rukia. This baby will bring them together nicely.
I hope so. She did say that they sorted their problems out.
Oh, so good. You see?
You know, Mogi, I was going to tell you, but I didn't want everyone to know yet.
Oh, why?
You know, we like to wait 3 months. You never know what can happen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We also believe that.
And I just realized that I didn't tell Zahira not to tell everyone.
Hey, I wonder if she can keep it a secret for so long.
Yeah, you know these young people? They don't think like us. But now if Roshni knows, I'm sure everyone will.
I can tell her not to tell anyone if you like. Because otherwise she'll tell Angie and then the whole mall will come to know.
Yes, do that. We don't even know if everything is okay. Zahira hasn't even been to a doctor yet.
Oh, then is she sure she's expecting?
Yes, she did have a home pregnancy test. They are accurate, I think.
Yeah, but she must go and see a doctor.
Yes, she made an appointment with a gynae.
How is she feeling?
The usual symptoms of early pregnancy. Morning sickness and tiredness.
Oh, but that will go away soon.
Yes, I told her.
Hey, I remember that tiredness, Rukia. I've never felt that kind of tiredness again.
Hey, yeah, it's bad. It goes right to your bones. I thought there was something seriously wrong with me.
Hey, what we women have to go through, eh?
Yes, and men don't understand.
No, they don't. I remember my husband used to wonder what's happening to me. He used to say, pregnancy is not a sickness.
Yeah, they wouldn't think that if they were pregnant.
Hey, for true. They can't even manage a cold.
I hope Imran is not like that.
I don't think so. The young generation of men are different.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Mogi. And now I've seen how Imran can get. But anyway, he's been good now. So let's hope it continues.
Ooh, you're going to be a granny, Rukia. How does that feel?
Very good, huh? I like the idea of big families. We only had one child, so it's good now that the family's expanding.
Yeah, and how is Hussein? He must be excited.
Oh, he's thrilled. He's already started planning the baby's future.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, he wants her to join us in the business. I told him the child is not even born yet.
Her?
Oh, yes, he wants a girl.
Imagine, how nice. Men usually want boys.
Not Hussein. He was always very happy to have a daughter. Anyway, the next few months are going to be eventful.
Thank you for joining Lotus FM Sunshine Mall by NADRAMA. Join us again tomorrow at the same time when we continue our shopping at the Sunny Mall near the sea.